Praise the Lord. Today, well, Jesus says that we're supposed to stay awake, and I have to confess that I've been doing that, but I've been obsessed with these. I can't sleep at night because I stay up watching these little reels, these short videos of Judge Judy, and that lady is a hoot. Wow. She just tells it like it is, and I got to thinking that she just kind of sees right through people, you know. And I kind of got to thinking that maybe God is a little bit like Judge Judy. Because when we show up in that courtroom on our judgment day, he's going to see right through us, you know. And we can put a facade on to fool other people and fool ourselves even sometimes, but you can't fool God. And this one guy comes into her courtroom, and he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt and shorts and flip-flops. And her first words, it was the defendant, of course. She says, did you think you were going to the beach? You know, like, you are so unprepared. You're in a courtroom. Your judgment is in my hands, and you are so unprepared. And I think our Lord is inviting us in our gospel to be prepared. And to give you a little context of what Jesus, of course, was speaking, and people understood the way that marriage worked in those days. It worked very differently from now. Usually, the families of the guy and the girl kind of knew each other. Everybody knew each other. And a family might say, hey, my son would be really good for your daughter, or vice versa. And so the families would kind of work it all out. And usually, I mean, it was what happened. So people didn't really think a whole lot of it. And it's not like the guy was unhappy or the girl. It was just kind of the way things worked. I mean, sometimes there probably was some unhappiness that went with that. A young man told me after one of the other masses, said, I wish it still worked that way. I can't talk to girls. And so what would happen is they'd be teenagers. They'd be 15 or so, you know. And so they'd be betrothed. There'd be a prayer service and all this. But they would still live separately in their parents' houses for a year or so until everything was prepared. And they had a few more years. And so then what would happen is the guy, there'd be this humongous entourage, there'd be a big triumphant procession from the guy's house to the girl's house. Remember, they've been betrothed for a year or so by now, but finally everything is ready, and so there's this triumphant procession, and the whole city kind of knows about it, it's part of it. There's music, trumpets, all this stuff, and it usually would happen about in the afternoon, you know. Well, here, the gospel says, in Jesus's parable here, he says, imagine if that happened at midnight. You know, and would you have your lamp ready or not? You know, would you be ready? And he says that this is kind of what it is for us. We don't know when God is going to come for us. And I love the catechism. It says we should not fret about it. Don't fret about when will the end of the world be or when will I die. Don't worry about it. Don't even think about it. Just live in a state of grace, don't have any mortal sins, and whenever it happens, okay, I'm ready to go, you know? And like, don't fret about it. There's so much, this is not all that's here. You know, there's another world, and November is this month to kind of think about and remember that this is not it. And so, just to always be ready for when God will call us to the ultimate marriage, which is God and man forever united. The sacramental marriage points to this reality of God and man forever in heaven. And that's what we're called to. And we don't know, Jesus says, that God is going to come for us when we don't expect it. Not at the usual, we're not going to hear ahead of time. No matter what prophet on a street corner might tell you that he has the answer, he's always wrong. And Jesus says, you can either have your lamp ready or not. Now, this is, this one's almost out of oil. My goodness. So the church requires that the candles on our altars be real candles. But the candles that our servers use, which I always like to have as many candles as possible, for lots of reasons. But anyway, they're filled with oil. And this is kind of like our soul, Jesus says in our gospel. That we better be ready with oil when the Lord comes. We better be filled with oil. And I kept thinking, what in the world, you know? how to make sense of that. There are three S's, three ways that we can be sure that we are filled with the oil, ready for the Lord. S number one is the sacraments. To live a life steeped in the sacraments. Oil is a part of all of them. Today, Jesus talks about marriage with respect to oil. But imagine baptism. Oils are used on our children when they're baptized. On adults that go through RCIA, oils are used. In the rituals of the scrutinies, oils are used. Oils are used in confirmation. The chrism oil is used over the one to be confirmed. Oils are used in last rites, which is why we pray to our patron, Saint Joseph, who is also the patron of a happy death. So that what is a happy death? A happy death is where we get our last rites and where we are able to receive the oils of our Lord, and we are able to be made right with God, receive the apostolic pardon, all of those things, so that our candle is ready for that judgment, you know? Our whole life is kind of like, but then I was reading in the early church, I remember reading this years ago, that for a couple hundred years in a certain part of the Catholic Church, I think it was in the 600s, in what's now Syria, if you went to confession, you would get anointed with oil after your confession. To remember that God in confession is healing our places of brokenness and sin, you know? And but then I got to thinking, I Googled yesterday, I thought, I wonder if oil was ever used in Eucharistic bread. Sure enough, there were a few hundred years in a certain place in the church where that was part of the recipe for the bread that becomes the body of Jesus. There'd be oil in there. So in other words, what am I saying? When we live a life steeped in the sacraments, when we're baptized, we get oil. Confirmed, we get oil. But every time we plug into our baptismal graces and reject Satan and sin and all his empty promises, his empty show, do this, you'll be happy. Whenever we plug into those graces, we get more oil. When we plug into our confirmation graces, we get more oil. When we go to confession, every time we get oil. Every time we go to Holy Communion in a state of grace, we get oil. At the anointing, we get oil. To live a life steeped in the sacraments means that we're never empty. We're never empty. And we, to live that life is beautiful. Number two, Scripture. 15 different types of oil are mentioned in the Scripture. They're mentioned hundreds of times. I remember in seminary, I went to the ministry parish I was assigned to in Newburgh, Indiana. Matthew Kelly came, remember him with the Australian accent? And he said, "How are you ever going to get to heaven and tell God that you didn't have time to read his book?" You know, and that's what Jesus is saying, that some people knock on heaven's door and he's like, "I don't know who you are. You never had a relationship with me. I tried. You know, I gave you a book. You never read it. You said I didn't talk to you. I gave you a book." And every time we read the Scriptures, they have the power to direct us, to transform us, even to save us when we really, really plug into the Word of God. And every time we do, we're putting oil in our candle, in our soul. The last S is service. I got to thinking, I wonder if when we sweat, if a little oil doesn't come out. So I Googled it. Sure enough, it does. And when we sweat, we don't just release water. We release this oil and dead skin particles and all other kind of cool stuff. But there's oil that comes out. When we live a life of service to the Lord and to our neighbor, we sweat out oil and it fills up this candle. When we sweat working at the St. Vincent de Paul Society, working here in the church when the church is too hot or the chapel is too hot, and we sweat and we sweat and we sweat, when we sweat taking care of our families, when we sweat serving our country, thank you to our veterans, when we sweat doing the will of God, and we should work hard, that gives God glory. And when we sweat in his name, in his honor, in serving him, we fill up these candles. Sacraments, Scripture, service, the only way. Those are the ways that God gives us to fill up these candles so that they are not empty when the Lord comes for us. An interesting piece that I'm going to kind of end on is, I can't give anybody else my oil. You know, I had a friend of mine when I became a priest. He said, well, I figured now that you're a priest, you know, I go to heaven because we're friends. And I said, it doesn't work that way. You have to work out your own salvation. The Bible says it. Work out your salvation. Here, fill up your candle. I can't fill up your candle for you. You can't fill up your candle for your daughter or your son, your husband, wife. We got to do it ourselves, cooperating with His grace. Because it's this, Jesus says, that's an interesting piece of this parable. You can't switch it. And also, the door will be locked. There will be a day when it's final. And I've either got oil or I don't. I'm either ready or I'm not. And the door is locked, says Jesus. And I think the heresy of our day, the biggest heresy of our day, there's always been heresies in the church, you know, false beliefs. The big one of our day is that everybody goes to heaven. Doesn't matter what you do. That's baloney. Jesus talks more about hell than anybody. And it's not because He's mean. It's because He's loving. And He wants everyone in heaven. And that's why He goes to the cross and into our tabernacles, onto our altars. He does all of this for us. He gives every opportunity for us to fill the oil, to fill our souls with oil. He gives us everything, overflowing if we allow Him. Overflowing. So that if we're empty, it's not His fault, it's ours. Because we've chosen our own will, our own way, and we've shut the door on Him. The door to hell is locked from the inside, said C.S. Lewis. And so, friends, today, let's live a life steeped in sacraments, steeped in Scripture, and steeped in service. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.